Hi, and welcome back to part three of The Presence of Jesus Christ. This is Jim with Jim Harwell Ministries, and I have about 5 points that I want to get to in this short, less than 10-minute message, but I don't want to get to those yet because I want to focus in on this main topic, which is really could be the most important topic in all of our lives, whether someone is a Christian or not. The presence of Jesus the Christ, the presence of God Almighty, the most glorious presence in the universe, so beyond what we can comprehend, indescribable. He cannot be put into words. So beautiful, so merciful, so loving. Literally, we as human beings cannot put him into human words. And so I want to, for all of us, including me, to build hunger in us about him. This is such an important topic, and sadly, not really focused on or talked about much. His presence, his glory, the glory of the Lord, which fills heaven and is available all over the earth. He's over all the earth. In fact, his presence and power are everywhere on the earth. Everywhere we go, his presence and power are there. And I want to get to that in a minute. But just a few quick things in Psalms, the beautiful verse on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works will I meditate. That's in Psalm 145. It's him. It's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So beautiful, so wonderful. In fact, you know, we as human beings, I think all human beings at some point, maybe often, wonder, there's got to be something more. There's got to be something more than all of the, you know, whatever, you know, I have been seeking and doing. And there is. And the ultimate answer is the presence of Jesus Christ, his presence in glory that is, you know, makes everything else just meaningless. And someone may say, well, where is this in the Bible, in the New Testament? Well, it's Jesus' most frequently taught subject, the kingdom of God. If you look up all of his teachings in the Gospels, his number one most frequently taught subject is and was the kingdom, which is God Almighty, his presence, his glory, him. And so I do want to get into that and talk about that. But again, and this leads to kind of my first point. Well, a main point that this his presence in our life, that's the center, the source, the substance, the cause of everything else. Everything else flows from that. And it's not the other way around. It's when we meet him and we get to know him and he takes over and becomes our new life, we enter into the new life, then his presence and him, he himself is the center, source, substance, and everything flows from that. So, but the first, here's one of the main points I do want to get to in this message, that and please bear with me, I may say some things here that you haven't heard, but man, was born to fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's what we were born to do. That's the ultimate reality, you might say. That's what we're born to do. Now, in fact, every person born on the earth is actually in God's family, and believe it or not, written in the book of life. Up until about the age of 4 or 5 years old, every person on the earth, no matter who they are, is in God's family. If they die, they go directly to heaven. Okay? So, but at the age of about 5 or 6 or 7, then human beings then move into what's called, you know, the age of accountability, where they can choose who they serve. And so, sadly, it's tragic, but, most people today, if you just look at statistics, are not in the family of Jesus Christ, followers of Jesus Christ. You know, they're in other faiths, other religions, so that is proof every person born on the earth was born to walk with God, to be in God's family, to spend eternity with Him in heaven. Glory to God. But it's again a totally different message. We will get to that at some point, but it is truly tragic that most people, when they get to the age of accountability, they don't choose Jesus Christ. They choose some other way. So, but the chief end of man, that I say that because that's proof that the chief end of man is to actually know God, to have a personal relationship with Him, to walk with Him, and ultimately fellowship with Him. Glory to God. Fellowship with Jesus Christ. Jesus says in Revelation, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. To him who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." What is he saying there? It's the door of our being, of our heart, of our spirit man. It's very straightforward. He wants to fellowship with every person on the earth. But the first step is, choosing, asking Jesus Christ into a person's life, asking Him to be their Lord and Savior, and then continuing on walking with Him. Okay, so I say these things again, because I want to kind of look at the big picture. Example quickly, we see that, 90% or more, 95%, 98%, whatever it is, of people on the earth are in some religion or faith, right? It's obvious mankind is seeking God, okay? And in fact, even in the Bible, it says God has placed eternity in man's heart, Ecclesiastes 3:11. So these are all just proofs that the purpose of our life is to know God, to walk with Him, it's kind of hard to put it into words, but in this new life with Him, the final stage and the ultimate reality, as I said, is fellowshipping with His glorious presence. His presence is so holy and awesome and incredible. He knows at the right time to give it to someone, and we'll have to get to these points in the next teaching, but God Almighty is in charge. Amen. He knows the right time to allow someone to experience His presence. He's not going to just give it to anybody. A person has to be mature enough and wise enough to experience His presence. This is a new life. We're going to get to that also. A lot we're going to get to later, but this is a new life, and it doesn't happen, instantly. If somebody receives Jesus Christ, they're not going to experience His glorious presence right away. Usually not. They might, but because it's a process, it's a new life in Him that is really begins now and lasts for eternity. Amen. So, again, I want us to focus in on that main topic, which is so important for all of us. His presence, His glory. That's what we, that's the answer. That's the secret, the key. That he is the answer. His presence, His glory. Thanks for listening. We'll continue in part 4.